All right, so I'm joined by Elaine Paquette, the community relations agent for this region, for Hydro-Québec, to talk about some of the work that they've done over the past year and what they have planned coming for this year. Elaine, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not so bad. So can you tell me a little bit about what exactly you guys have been doing in this area over the last year?
Yeah, but what we've done this morning with the mayors is to present our latest study on the quality of service in the area, and have a look on the vegetation control work completed and to come. We also present a status report on the work in progress by Hydro-Québec in the community, and provide an overview of the result of the survey conducted last fall with the mayors and the general managers of the MRC of Pontiac. And also we present the webinars on how Hydro-Québec manages spring runoff. So there will be webinars beginning next Monday.
And so can you talk a little bit about the amount of outages that happened last year and what exactly came of that?
Yeah, of course. So customers in the Pontiac MRC experience an average of 29.5 hours of service interruptions in 2021, compared with 26.3 hours in 2020. Unfortunately, we've had a major weather event, remember last December, so an ice storm and violent winds occurred on December 11 and 12 and affected a large part of Quebec, including the Pontiac MRC. This event alone caused an average of 15.5 hours of outages. So it was a major event. So there has been a significant improvement in the quality of service in certain municipalities, including, for example, L'Île-aux-Allumettes, L'Île-du-Grand-Calumet, Mansfield et Pontefract, Chichester, Campbell's Bay, Walton. But however, the municipalities of Allen and Kaywood, Clarendon, Otter Lake, Thorne, and Sheenborough have experienced a decline in the quality of service. So that's why extensive vegetation management is therefore planned in this area for this year and next year.
Interesting. So can you go into, jumping off that, can you go into a little more about what you guys have planned as far as maintenance and upkeep to your system coming up this summer here?
Yeah, we have work plan on four lines in the MRC, Pontiac MRC. So four lines, and there's an observation concerning the architecture of the power system in the MRC of Pontiac. In short, the MRC of Pontiac has four of the longest distribution lines in Quebec, and most of the lines are located in the wooded areas. So the longer a line is, the more vulnerable it is to the various causes of outages. That's why we have to do a lot of vegetation control work in the area, and we have planned work on four lines this year and next year.
And do you have an idea of which lines exactly and where they're located?
Yeah, it's located in the municipalities that the quality of service has declined. So the municipality of Allen and Kaywood, Clarendon, Otter Lake, Thorne, and Sheenborough. So we're going to go do some work in these municipalities to upgrade the quality of service for the customers.
And I understand, too, you've also been doing some work there on the Bryson Generating Station and also the substation there in Wyman as well. Could you talk a little bit about those projects?
Yeah, of course. We began last year the refurbishment of Bryson Generation Station. So it's to ensure the continued operation of Bryson Generating Station. We began a partial refurbishment of the facility's three generating units. So this year, the work that is planned for 2022 is the end of the refurbishment of the first generating unit, and we will start the work on the second generating unit. Another project in the MRC of Pontiac, the upgrade of Wyman substation in Bristol. So Hydro-Québec is replacing a control building the new digital technologies to be integrated into the new building will allow certain operations to be carried out remotely, among other things. So Wyman Substation will be one of the first five substations in Quebec to undergo such a digital shift. So the end of the work is planned on July 2022.
And anything else coming up over the course of the summer there?
That's the major project we have actually in the Pontiac MRC.
Okay. And I understand, too, you're also, you guys have been tracking, customer satisfaction and how people, feel about the service that they're getting from your organization. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Exactly. That's a survey that we do once a year with the municipal partners, so the mayors, general managers of the MRC. So in fall 2021, a survey was conducted with the Pontiac partners, municipal partners, and maybe some data. So Hydro-Québec was the overall satisfaction with Hydro-Québec was 84%. It was 68% 2 years ago. Satisfaction regarding the way Hydro-Québec consults and informs stakeholders of its project and activities was 82%. Was 62% 2 years ago, and the satisfaction regarding the support provided to the community by the community relation team was 85%. It was 73% 2 years ago. However, only 78% of respondents reported that it is easy to deal with Hydro-Québec. So we know we have to work this aspect. It must be improved.
Hmm. And do you have any concrete steps that you're taking to improve this communication with the public there?
Yeah, of course. Less delay of response, better communication when people have some project regarding Hydro-Québec. So that's the mainly highlights that we noticed. So a better communication when you have a project outgoing with Hydro-Québec.
All right, Alain, I want to thank you for your time. You've been pretty thorough here, but I'll give you the last word if there's anything else that we neglected to mention or to talk about here.
I look forward to see you in person in your studio when it will be possible.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.